The Fishoff Competition is the largest chamber music competition in the country. More than 100 groups of 3 to 6 players enter each year. This year, the gold prize winners at this prestigious competition are from the Eastman School of Music, the Fuego Saxophone Quartet.
I used to grow up watching the archived videos on YouTube and be like, oh my gosh, to even stand on that stage is cool. We were kind of in awe that whole trip. Like, at least for me, standing on the stage and like seeing the banner behind us when we were playing, I was like, oh my gosh, we're actually standing on the stage.
That's Nikki Roman, the soprano saxophone player in the Fuego Quartet. She's still here in Rochester, finishing her doctorate at the Eastman School of Music. The other three, Eric Elmgren, Harrison Clark, and Gabriel Piquet, graduated from Eastman with their Master of Music degrees right after the competition win and went on to doctoral programs in other states. Even though they're now split between Georgia, Illinois, and Rochester, the quartet is staying together and planning for the future.
I think our attention, now that we've gone through the competition circuit as a student group, is sort of shifting now to, you know, what can we provide as a professional group and like what sort of need is there in the music world and in terms of commissioning or like, you know, community engagement events and stuff. And I think that's where our focus is starting to shift now.
While we've been in Rochester, not only have we been doing, you know, concerts at Eastman and doing the competition circuit, but our quartet's really valued the community engagement side. We've played all over the place in Rochester. We played at the Phyllis Wheatley Library and the Strong National Museum of Play.
And George Eastman Museum.
George Eastman Museum.
Susan B. Anthony House.
Washington Square Garden.
Washington Square. Yeah. Our whole first year was like playing in town, like all the time, maybe once or twice a month. And it was good because we just got to play. Yeah. All the time with each other.
But it was also really fun to like go to these events and play for a new audience every time, but also get like some old audience members before. It's like, oh, I saw you at this other thing across town.
Yeah.
So we really like doing that. So I think we'll continue to do that in some way, shape, or form.
Continuing to play so much throughout the community, in addition to hours and hours of rehearsals and classes, helped the quartet to hone their sound, blending 4 individual musical voices into a cohesive ensemble, and helped them to do the difficult work of playing all of their music from memory.
We aren't just memorizing, or at least we found that we aren't just memorizing for the sake of memorizing. Like, we're not doing it just to do it because that's the standard and because it makes us look good. It also affords us a level of communication and a level of choreography that we couldn't do without it. Like, one of the things we try to do is we try to choreograph some of the music. So like people step out when they take solos, or we'll shift our formation with the music. And we couldn't do that if we had music stands. So it's really also opened up kind of new artistic possibilities for us.
As school starts again, the 4 musicians of the Fuego Quartet have been communicating via Skype and arranging to meet when they can. And they're already commissioning new music. Meanwhile, in Rochester, we get to hear the next superstars in the making. For WXXI, I'm Mona Segetola-Salmi.